Hi, registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. I've been studying healthy bodies for 35 years, and what I've got to tell you may shock and surprise you, but if you listen up, it may change your life.
The most important thing for all inflammatory issues, whether it's a ruptured disc or whether it's arthritis or any kind of inflammatory pain, you always want to think about eliminating pro-inflammatory foods. Most of the foods that we eat, and certainly most processed foods that we eat, are pro-inflammatory. Sugars, refined carbohydrates, refined flours, cereals, breads, pasta, refined fats, trans fatty acids, all of these are pro-inflammatory. Conversely, good fats are anti-inflammatory. Coconut oil is anti-inflammatory. Omega-3 fatty acids are anti-inflammatory. For all inflammatory issues, disc issues, ruptured disc issues, migraine headache issues, arthritis issues, inflamed joints, whatever, think essential fatty acids. If you have any kind of digestive problems, make sure you're taking your EFAs with foods. It'll always help you to take your essential fatty acids with digestive enzymes, with apple cider vinegar, and with fat absorption aids like lecithin. And then, of course, also with fatty meals. Vitamin E is one of the most anti-inflammatory vitamins you could use. Vitamin C is also very anti-inflammatory. And E and C work together. I'd be using 400 international units of vitamin E a day. Make sure that you're using the mixed tocopherol. There's four main kinds of vitamin E, and the best way to get your vitamin E in a supplemental form is mixed. With your vitamin E, take selenium, probably the most important, or at least one of the most important anti-inflammatory minerals. It works in conjunction with vitamin E and in conjunction with vitamin C.